He's playing really well. He's playing with so much more confidence, I knew he would, because I just saw how much of a jump he made from practice 5 and 6 to probably practice 13 in the spring, and then just saw his work ethic in the summertime, of how much film he watched on his own, and how much he was up here trying to continue to learn more about our system. And I can see in the first 4 practices, he's got a great grasp of things. He's already checking things at the line of scrimmage, which he wouldn't even have thought about doing until late in the spring. Now he feels really comfortable, and just signals and being on the right page with the wide receivers and tight ends has been really neat to see how much his growth has been. And that's just in 4 days. I'm really hoping it, and I'm counting on there being really substantial growth here in the next 3 weeks.
Chris Klieman, new head coach of the Kansas State football team. Talking about his starting quarterback, Skylar Thompson, and our starting quarterback when it comes to getting the inside know-how and what's going on. K-State Athletics is a Wildcat insider. Riley Gates, a Go Powercat, GoPowercat.com. Brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Riley just got back in time from the store as he was shopping for a big gift for his brother Parker, who's having a birthday today. Right, Riley?
Yeah, you know, I definitely knew that was today, and I definitely was ready for it, and I definitely did not get a mobile Facebook notification that told me it was his birthday.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen at all.
That's how I knew. Facebook let me know, so that's how I find out when it's my friend's birthdays, because they usually don't want to share with me that it's their birthday, because, I don't know, I might mention on the radio or something like that.
Well, look, all I'm saying is, like, I know it's bad to not know, like, everybody's birthday. And, like, yeah, if you'd asked me what day Parker's birthday was, I would have known.
Sure.
I didn't know today was the 6th.
Yes.
Until I checked my phone and stuff. However, that said, I feel like you're only expected to know about 4 birthdays in the world. Like, I don't think you should have to know everybody's birthday and everything like that. Like,
nice.
That just seems a little bit out of the line and a little bit unrealistic to be expected to know everybody's birthday without Facebook telling you or something like that.
You know, I'm with you. I think the birthdays you need to remember are obviously, well, mom and dad's would be helpful. Your sisters, your brothers, your siblings. If you have a significant other, you better remember that one. And then, of course, when you get married, you better remember the anniversary. That's important as well. After that, I think you know your kids' birthdays. That's important. I get mine mixed up all the time. But after that, who cares about anybody else's birthday?
And I can rattle all of those off, so I'm good to go.
Okay, you're good. All right, you passed the test. That's good to know. Guess what? You're going to have to learn more birthdays as you get older. It's going to happen.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Then you got to start, as you get older, coming up with ways to remember. Like, make sure that your third child, like in my case, was born on 11, 12, 13. That way I will never forget that kid's birthday. That's
well, I'm glad you planned that. I'm glad you had total control of that.
Yes, we planned that 9 months ahead. Yes, absolutely. We planned all along on that one. And then my wife's birthday is the day after, so that knocked 2 birds with 1 stone right there. That was perfect. I know they're back-to-back days, but don't ask me what my other 2 kids' birthdays are, because I always get those mixed up a little bit. Okay, so this has to be very refreshing. What in the world were you pinching? Was everybody in the media pinching themselves yesterday? Are we seriously having access to K-State football this early in the season?
That was so weird. I've literally, in my 23 years on this earth, I've never seen the grass practice fields with a practice happening on them.
Wow.
I've never even been close enough to be like kind of peek through a fence, because the fences are always covered up with tarps.
Yes.
So even a fan driving by couldn't see it. I've never once in the last 4 years of doing this expected to speak to a football coach on August 5th as fall camp begins. It's crazy to me.
It is. And so it's such a change for you and everybody in the media that has covered K-State on a regular basis for at least a few years, if not longer. I would guess it's really interesting if you talk to those in the media that had covered Bill Snyder from almost virtually the beginning when he became the head coach back in 89. It's got to feel weird to you, but it's got to feel even weirder for them.
I mean, I think there was a Kansas City TV station that was in town. You know, I think they were doing, you know, actual practice stuff, but I heard that they pulled the business and they, you know, wanted to talk to him about the access. I think they're doing a story on it, and maybe it ran last night or today. But it's just so weird to me that, you know, it's weird for me. It's super weird for them, and I think it's weirder for them because they used to have it.
Mm-hmm.
and then it got taken away, and now it's back, and so they, you know, they don't know what to think. But it's really nice just to have, you know, a better idea. You know, we didn't see much yesterday. I mean, honestly, we were there for 25 minutes of practice, and the majority of it was stretching and then some drills. But you did get a little bit of an idea of some things that are happening. You know, you can see who's going second in drills, who might be the backups, you know. I mean, you can overread those things just randomly being in the front of the line. And
all right, Riley, we're breaking up a little bit here, so we'll see if we can fix that a little bit. Riley Gates, our guest with Go PowerCat, GoPowerCat.com, our Wildcat Insider, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty and Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. All right, let's see if we got it fixed here. Go ahead, Riley.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that was all about. But, you know, no, like I was saying, it was just you can't take away tons, because you don't really know that, you know, oh, this quarterback went second, that means he's the number two quarterback. That, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that. But I do think there were some things that you can take away from that practice, from seeing drill order and things of that nature. And that just helps you and helps us a whole lot more in our coverage and trying to explain to fans what their team is all about this year.
What kind of access here in the near future will you have? Do you know how that all will work out?
Not officially yet. I've been hearing some rumors that we'll have potentially three press conferences a week. But it sounds like two might be a lot more of a realistic number. You know, maybe like a head coach, Chris Kleiman, on Monday or Tuesday. And then on maybe Thursday, as they've kind of gotten more of a game plan, you get to talk to, you know, maybe a coordinator or something like that, you know, kind of figure out, hey, what are you thinking this week in terms of what you're going to put on the field and things like that, which is absurd to me. Even thinking about the fact that you can ask an offensive coordinator what the game plan might be is pretty crazy. But here we are, and if that's what, you know, we're definitely going to have more than one. You know, that's what I know right now. And I don't, you know, selfishly, it's great, but I'm just happy for the fans, to be able to have more of a connection to their team and feel like, hey, this is our team too, not just one man or one person's program that they're running kind of in a, you know, it's all about my stuff. I decide what gets out, things like that.
Right. Absolutely. It is refreshing, I think, is the word that comes to my mind with all of this. Okay. So let's go back to Chris Kleiman talking about Skylar Thompson, talking about, more confident, so forth and so on. Now, you and I have talked about this before on previous chats, that when you don't have, you know, Alex Delton over your shoulder and you don't have to worry about coach, you know, yanking you to put in Alex Delton, that you're probably going to be a little bit more confident, feel a little bit more comfortable in your situation. But at the same time, Skylar Thompson is learning under a new coaching staff, and they're going to run different plays, different sets, and so forth and so on. But according to Coach Kleiman, as we just heard, it sounds like he's feeling pretty good where Skylar Thompson is.
Yeah, I think when you get all those first-team reps and you're getting the constant repetition, you know, hey, I'm the guy, you know, like I've said multiple times, that confidence that you can make a mistake, that's obviously good. But, you know, I think that Skylar has probably studied more film, more playbooks, things like that in this summer than he probably has ever in his life on anything. And honestly, you know, he has actually just system in and play in and play out and knowing what it's all about. They Vic and Darius Shepherd come into campus a few weeks back and talk to Skylar, and it was just them and Skylar. It wasn't Coach Kleiman, because, you know, he couldn't be part of meetings with players. I mean, he's doing everything he can to fully learn the system, to I guess be the next Easton Stick, you know, someone that thrives in this quarterback system. And how great that, believed when he was at North Dakota State that Skylar was a fit for the system, and now at K-State he has him in the system. So I think that constant studying of the playbook has really benefited Skylar, and it's put him leaps ahead of where a lot of quarterbacks would be you know, coming in with a new coach and a new system like this.
All right, so certainly getting the headlines, the quarterback gets that almost all the time. And then you have a new head coach. We've talked about the access, the new coaching staff. We've talked about the receivers a little bit. We'll talk more about that in future chats with you. And then, of course, we've talked about the running back situation. I want to focus here for the next couple minutes on the offensive line. How comfortable do you feel, what are the coaches saying about the offensive line? The guys are going to have up in the trenches to start things, because there's no question that under Coach Klieman, what you want to do, they want to run the football. I mean, and if you can run the football effectively, that sets up so many different things offensively with many different teams in their offenses. But I would think in particular with what Coach Klieman has done in the past and winning national championships in the past, North Dakota. What's the feeling about the offensive line, and where are some areas of concern?
Yeah, I think that's why Friday's media day is going to be so important, is because I think the offensive line is one of the most untalked about positions this offseason. And actually, I'm feeling pretty good about where the offensive line is at. And we just haven't had a chance to speak to Connor Riley since the end of the spring, really. And, you know, in spring ball, he was still learning. He was still trying to figure out who he had, what he had on that front, and what he could do with it. Now he has a better idea. We know that they like Scott France. We know that they like Adam Holtorf, those two returners at left tackle and at center, respectively. And then you also have Tyler Mitchell, a returning starter at the left guard. So that entire left side of the line is tied down. And, you know, at times I felt like Tyler could have been a little bit better, a little bit sharper, but I think he definitely has that experience under his belt now that he needs to kind of go out and make this a good final season. But I was really impressed with the way that Adam and Scott were playing towards the end of last year. And I thought that they just got a little bit overshadowed because of the Dalton Risner show. You know, I mean, it's when you have a second-round NFL draft pick on your roster, it's tough to get any of your other offensive linemen any love.
Yeah.
And so I'm not really concerned about the offensive line as a whole. I'm concerned about right tackle because, you know, Nick Kaltmeyer did come in the Cactus Bowl a few years back, started and made the ESPN All-Bowl team. So we know he has the talent, and we know that Josh Revis, who's probably going to be that right guard, got some time last year, but we just haven't seen those two consistent enough to really make a judgment. You know, hey, can you lean on that right side of the line heavy? Can you trust that the right side of the line is going to be just as strong as the left? And if you're K-State, you can't constantly pound the left side, because then teams are just going to overload that side and shut that one down. So the right side of the line is a concern for me. And then also the depth, you know, I think they have guys there. I think they have bodies they could put in, but they don't have the experienced bodies. And I don't care how good of a player you are. You need that time on the field and in the system to really know what it's all about. I mean, it just takes time. It's with every player in college football.
Yeah, I agree with you. Riley Gates, our Wildcat Insider, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit, and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Riley, go PowerCat, go PowerCat.com. Read his work there. Make sure you subscribe and get all the nitty-gritty, as he and the staff do a wonderful job of keeping up to date on what's happening with K-State Athletics, and maybe even more so this year with even more access to the football program as we've established. All right, we'll talk more about the defensive line and the defense next week with you, because we got to space this out a little bit. If we talk about everything now, then what are we going to talk about the next couple of weeks? Although Riley and I probably can find something to talk about. Time for the off-the-wall question. As we established, it's your brother's 22nd birthday today. If you could get him anything, money wasn't an object, or maybe you don't want to spend the money, so it doesn't matter if money's an object, what would you get Parker for his birthday, or what would you wish for Parker for his birthday?
Oh, you know, I don't know if this is a real thing, but I'm gonna make it a thing.
Wait a minute. Let me stop. What are you gonna get your brother for his birthday? First of all, let me preface this by saying I don't even know if this is a real thing. Okay, Parker, if you're listening, I'm just gonna tell you this is not going to end well. Go ahead, Riley.
If I were to get him one thing, and you know, if it was possible to get it, I would get him someone to go in and give him a shoe intervention.
A shoe intervention?
10 pairs of shoes. Ten wow. pairs of shoes. You've got to get them out. Like, I went into his room this week to look for something. I was back in Beloit, and the closet, there were shoes on top of shoes.
Wow.
And I would bet, I might be off here, I would bet he has over 15 pairs of shoes. And I don't think he wears that many different ones.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to not only get rid of some shoes, but I think he needs to stop buying them.
Okay.
And probably invest that money elsewhere, you know.
So you're giving him financial advice, and you're also you want to provide him with a shoe intervention. The other way to go about it is to get him a bigger closet. But I see it's cheaper.
That just encourages bad behavior.
Yeah, that's true. And you're a responsible older brother. You would never encourage that type of stuff, right?
Look, I could have taken that question a million ways, and all I did was try to help him.
That's true. You're being a very good brother. Yes, you were, Riley. I'll let Parker decide whether or not you're being a good brother or not. He can go back and listen to it if he's not listening to it right now. All right, so what's the current thing? Obviously, your focus, I would think, would be on football, but what are you working on for the website and for Go Power Cat so people could check it out, subscribe, and what kind of deals you got going on right now?
Yeah, well, you know, first off, we started our Power Chat series this week, which I've been talking about, you know, kind of in the spring. I think I started talking to you guys about it, and then throughout the summer as we finalized our video studio, we didn't have what we needed to really get it going in the summer, and we weren't comfortable starting it until we had everything, and now we got everything. We've got 4 Power Chats recorded in the can, and you know, we're kind of pumping them out throughout the week. So today we released part 2. Of our Chris Kleiman interview. It's about 30 minutes yesterday and 30 minutes today. And, you know, he talks about anything and everything. You know, it's life before football. It's how he got into coaching, things like that. And then he kind of goes into the hiring process. And it's just a really fascinating interview that we have for our subscribers. And then next week we have one with Eric Stone Street. After that, we have Joe Hall, who's a former player and is now with the program. And then we cap it off season 1 with Skylar Thompson.
That's a wide variety of people there. You've got a celebrity there in the middle of all that.
Yeah. I had a wedding the day that Eric came into the office. I was pretty upset, but no, we're pumping out those Power Chats right now. It's really cool, and it's for VIP members only. And until 11:59 p.m. tonight, we've got an amazing special going at 50% off of an annual subscription. You know, it usually costs around 70 or 80 bucks for a whole year. It's only going to cost you about 53 now. So that's, you know, $4.50 a month, 15 cents a day. I mean, we're never going to have a better deal than this. So if you've never been thinking about trying it, you got to get in right now.
Well, now's a good time as we get closer to football season. Riley, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week, and good luck in putting that shoe intervention together for your brother.
Appreciate it, Wade.
All right, take care. Riley Gates, Go Power Cat, GoPowerCat.com. Does a wonderful job, and they're only going to get busier here with football season, and more access makes their job, you could argue, easier, but also harder, because now they're going to be expected to provide even more content because of more access, which will be great for all of the fans of K-State Athletics and particular football program, feeling maybe more a part of the program by having that access that they will provide. So go check out his work. Riley Gates, our Wildcat Insider, brought to you each and every week by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit, and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company.